Gishmakir. So Malabein Rabosai, we started with a Mishnah on that. It comes a Mishnah in the middle of nowhere. That's a funny thing. So you can't predict what things are going to be. It's the Mishnah Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis. It's really a sugya of Muktzah. But the last 2 lines of the Mishnah, they say, Hoysel of the Shleshes V'Kantcha V'Smartut. So if there's some kind of junk, the dirt, you can take a rag and you can rub it away. Kanech is to rub away, right? Hoysel Shalor, if it's from leather, Nosnin Olea Mayim Hachetichla. So if it's made from leather, you can put water on it until the junk just will fall off. Zop Rashi. The kanchel, the shleshes, shum dvar mias could go and rogue or tzoa. The kanchel, the smart of lo yiten ala mayim, the stam kar shal beged hu, beged chosa b'mayim, hu kibuso, hu kibuso. Okay, so that's a very important source. That's fine. It's welcome to the dollars we know. Hoysel the shleshes zul al kar shal or glaba kibusu. No, said that mayim asher tichla, but miu kibus mamish lo. The whole stam kar muksos is rakim dinim. Shach lemembu buhu kibus goes rakim before shugamara in zvachim tzadi dalim. Be yishuos and those that kibusim came before shvachim peradam chatos. Right? Rabbi say you all paid attention to the Kriyas of Torah last week. Remember that pasuk that we kept speaking about? If the dam chatos sprinkles on the garment, right? It has to be kibus. You were Baruch Hashem more educated than the average person sitting next to you, what this is all about. Because we learned this in Yanam over here in the sugya. Adkan Rabos in this initial sugya. Okay, so what do you see from this Gemara? On a simple level, you see. You can't use water. You can't even put it, dip it in water. On the other hand, if there's some kind of junk and you want to wipe it away without water, no problem. The kancha b'smartut. You don't want to smart. It's fine. It's a shmat, a rag. You go like this. Mechanicha. You rub it off. Like this. So you're allowed to rub something off and get rid of whatever junk is on it. With me? That's a simple pshat in the mission. Keep that in mind because we'll get to it later. Not so simple. Fine. So let's now go a little bit out of order for what we learned the first time. Let's start with Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph from both sides. We have Kuf Mem Beis to Kuf Mem Zayin. It's close enough. What does it say? The Hamanar Taliso B'Shabes Chayav Chatas. So Rashi min ha'ofer. Chayav Chatas Zezel Libuna. Just get rid of the dirt, the dust from the garment. It's considered in the category of Libun. So the Kivega jumps. Ayin Liel Kufem Alef Amalef Rashi Divavassel Ibifnim V'Tzarech Iyun. V'Tzarech Iyun. What's the kasha? There it says that there is no libun without water. That's what we just saw in the Mishnah Kuf Mem Beis. And here's the reason libun without water. Those who have the old bottom at the bottom tells you, look at Mishnah Brewer, Shin Bei, Sharatzina, Malach, and the Kasha. The Kan Mitzakseach HaBeged HaYedezeh Mashenken Shom She'eino Meisi Rakatit V'Roshem HaLichluch Nishar. There's an unbelievable chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah which is printed in those other Gemaras. Like that. If you remove the stain, it's us even without water. And what is a mutter? If you're just removing the dirt and the stain remains. Till they plunge. What will the Mishnah Berurah do with the Mishnah that we just saw on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis? Mekanecha b'smartut. You have junk. You take a rag, a dry rag, and you get rid of it. That's considered to be permissible. You're going to have to say you left the stain. Don't say you left the stain over here. What if you left no stain? But okay, we have to be honest. Mishnah Berurah, the God of Ador, that's his malach in the sugya. And then again, he was zeicher, they have it printed in Shadow for Hadar. Those what happened. Mamish, the last line here, the footnote 12. Okay, keep that in mind, Rabbos. This is the Mishnah Berurah's view. Is everyone agree with the Mishnah Berurah? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not everyone agrees with him, but that's what he says. And again, it's printed over here. It's printed here. So what's the alternative? You don't like the Mishnah Berurah, you're still stuck with the kashas are kashas, right? Well, let's take a look and see on Af Kuf Mem Aleph, Kuf Mem, go to the two sugyas where this idea is found. Let's start with Kuf Mem as first. Malakis Kuse Kitnisa Bishapta. So the Gemara says, Tibol Imar Sudra, Hasam Merazik Yolude Chivra. Olude Chivra is prohibited. Rashi explains what's going on in the sugya. Let's see, take a look at the Rashi, Rebbe Osai. The Kiskuse Kitnisa, Choluk Sona Shopishna Shinaskaps, Ore Koshe, Meshavsha, Ben Shayodam, Yimisrachacha. Yafalibin Shabloh, Matil Aidea Shipshuf. Olude Chivra, Halibun Matil. Hosin Mirzik Olude Chivra, Shemakbid Alibuno, Vitsoro, Shosuda, Yosemi Kitnisa. Oh, notice the same word Makbid. The Gemara's over here in that Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. L'amal ad Chadati av Artiki Lesson Bo. L'amal ad Uchmi av Chibri al Kisumki Lesson Bo. U'dekopin alayu. Same word Mak, but it's used over here in the Gemara Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Rabbi Osai. It's used by Rashi, the last Rashi, in that Kuf Mem Amid Aleph. So Rashi seems to be saying, even in the absence of water, there's cases in which, if you're Makbid, it's an Easter of Libun, even a Shabbat Daraisa. So over here, Chayef Chattas. Here, maybe it's not the Raisa. But anyway, so what's the scoop over here? What's going on? So we saw the Mepharshim who say, here, the Gemara's over here, the Chadati. What does Chadati mean? Nu. Why is Nu, what's so special about Nu? What? Why is Nu different? The answers are both, they go back to historically to the Mishnah. Lechasa Mishnah. So Malabain was, you took the wool, the processing of the wool, and you made it white. White and brand new. It was white and brand new. That was the nature of the wool. And you said you make it white and clean and looking new. That's the Ad Malacha of Malabain. So there's a piece over here which tells us, if you make something look brand new, this could be called Malabain, according to Rashi Shita, even without any water. Amazing. Amazing. So therefore, it's only going to be usher if you make it look new. So those poskim who argue with the Mishnah Berurah that's quoted here in the footnote Chavav on page Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, and say without water there's no din of malabing, they'll make one exception. The exception is if it's new, and by cleaning it off, you're making it look brand new. That's the din d'oraisa Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, and that din of Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph is also, as Rashi explains, it's makpid. And he keeps talking about Liban Shalom Matzil, it looks fresh, it looks brand new. So that would be also the Midaraisa, but only Midarabonon. And the Gemara is the same thing in Akuf Mem Aleph from an Aleph from Osai, where the Gemara says over here, Titcha Gabi Bigla, the last few lines, Mechaska Salmi Bifnin, and Mechaska Mi Bechutz. The Gemara discusses over there, what's the problem? So Rashi is Mibifnim, look at Rashi, and the last two now lines. The Lamucha Milsa is Chazuya Kimalabin. U Malabin Mamesh Lohabi, the Einos in Shamayim. Aye, Rashi added two other places, at least one for sure, Malabin Mamesh Kuf Mem Zayin without water, or Kivegas Kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah answered, what? Really, you don't need water. The only reason why, when you do need water, is if you're in the case in which there's a stain. But if you're leaving no stain, you'd be chayav without water. That's his pshat. We're suggesting all to the pshat. No, you can never be chayav without water unless it's chodesh. It's new, it's beloved, it makes it look brand new. That's the case in Kuf Mem Zayin. That's the case, maybe the Rabbanan, not Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem Aleph, it's not new at all. Just got some mud on it, you get rid of the mud. Then it'd be mutter as long as there's no water, even if you don't leave any stain. Seems to be as the consensus view, even though it's against the B'alach, against the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz is Beferish against the Mishnah Berurah. He allows you basically one of Kuf Mem to get rid of the dirt. There's no all the appearance of tit, right? Appearance of tit. Okay. And the B'alach has the kasha. What's the Taz going to do with this Gemara of Kiskuse Sidra? It's getting rid of all the mud. It's certainly not more chomer. It's certainly not less chomer than Kiskuse Sidra. We say, no, you're wrong, B'alacha. It is less chomer. When you get rid of the tit, it doesn't give a new appearance. It just sits as an old, beaten up garment with no mud. If you succeed getting rid of every last drop of mud, it still looks old and beaten down. As opposed to over here, Kiskuse and Menar Chadati, that looks brand new. So the consensus view, I have to say, is probably against the Bir Halacha, even in the Mishnah Berurah Shaar Tzion, it's in all three places. And that's how it's hard to paskin that way, because all the kids of Svara paskin the Chumrah, because, you know, they're afraid to start with the Mishnah Berurah. So, okay, I don't want to tell you exactly what to do. But there is room to be made on this kind of a shayla, because the pasuk and rov poskim is that it should be permissive. Fine. But this is very important to machlokes. I mean, it's a tremendously important. This is maybe the most important machlokes in the whole sugya. Is there an issue without water when you remove the stain completely? So again, I gave you the Mishnah Berurah's position and the position of most other posts. Let's start with that topic. Good, Rav Osar. So let's now analyze some of the details. Okay, even if you go against the Mishnah Berurah, which is there are many who do, you can't get there's a whole Sukkot and Gemara over here. We have to analyze just the details. Let's start over here at Kuf Mem Zayin. A lot of details. We already read through the Sukkot. What do you want to say? It's only going to be us when that's three characteristics. It's new, it's lack, and you're mocked. Then and only then. Toast disagrees and dancing. Toast says it's not dry. If it's dry, it's never a problem. Toast learns of chat referring to a case where there is towel, liquid. Liquid is liquid, a whole different story. But also liquid. It's a completely different thing. Liquid. Then and only then. Oh. Let's go further on both sides. Question the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ula ikla the pupadisa. Chazer rabban de kamenafsi glimaya. Oma kamachal rabban shabza. Referring to shalalim. Oma lu rabbi yudin nefutz levi ape analo kaptir and midi. So why in the world, why did Ula accuse them of chilul Shabbos? Why? He was told that Allah kaptin and midi. This is a question of what about the stam? What about the stam? Okay. The pasuk of the Gemara is the stam you're not makdim. That's the Magen Avraham says. Or the Huda Kappa. So why was Ula accusing him of chilul Shabbos? Sok the Mishnah Berurah. Mistama, you are makdim. Mistama, you are makdim. It's a question of their excuses. Vic Kapid, Dick Kapid, we spoke about the different gears, since we're not going into it right now. And what is the Kpeda? Let's open up the Shin Beis in the first Mishnah Berurah and see what the Kpeda is. Right. According to, we know what it's going to be according to the other posts that we argue with the Mishnah Berurah. Makpid should look new. That's exactly why, that's why it has to be new. But even the Mishnah Berurah, who didn't go with that Mahalak necessarily in total, has to agree based upon the Pasha of Shadda Gemara. Take a look at the very beginning. Chadasha. So Chadasha, Mikri Iblon, Ishtamish, Vodayin Harbe. Sha'o Nira Bo Chidusho. It looks brand new. Right? So on a simple level, he means the Yamakrit, it should look new. That's the Pasha of Shad. That's the Pasha of Shad. Makbid, it should look new. Okay? Fine. That's a little challenge about Kuf Mem. It should look new. Now, not everyone understands everything is the way that we just said until now. There were those who claim, Rabbi Osai, that in the Gemara, we saw about the, take a look at Shulchan Aruch, It's Sif Zion. Take a look. Sif Zion. What did it take? What's the Moisul before? Tisha Bigdal, Mishav Shamim Bifne, Lamukha Milsa, this Chazur Kimalabin. Alam Bechutz, the Dom of the Malabin. Umbegarba Tiporin. Fine. What's the case over here? What's going on? So, it's important to understand what's happening over here. Very important. Look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis. Meshavshim Bifnim. Hayne She'Ochez HaBeged Bifnim Neged Mekom Atit U'Meshavshim Zeh B'Zeh Shenochol Atit. Ayin Tzipei Riyasirin. Hosemud Mechavin Tzachtzato. Mashen Ken Kan. Shen Kavonasu Ela. Lahasir Hatit. He's only trying to get rid of the dirt. So the Mishnah Berurah understood it to mean the surface dirt, and he's still leaving a stain. He's still leaving a stain. Others learned Pshat in the Gra. No. Anything but Tzichtzuach to make it look new. Here, I told you before, the dot doesn't look new in this Gemara. Old and battered up. It's hard for me to know Pshat in the Vilna Gaon. Who am I? We're going to use very few words. However, even the Poskim who are Machmir and said the Mishnah Berurah Pshat in the Gra is correct. That it's only mutter over here when you only want to get rid of the surface dirt. That's only by kiskus or shifshuf. You're rubbing it. Right? Meshavshuf zeba zeh. However, these poskim will go to the Mishnah Berurah and say, if it's just, you're not rubbing the garment, some kind of, you know, things of this nature. Nim, the chutz, right? No. You're just scraping it off. That's mutter, even if you leave no stay. That, I think, is a very accepted view, even though it's against the Mishnah Berurah. And I want to suggest that that's the pashut of the Mishnah we started with, the concept of the smartut. Never say you have to leave a stain over. It's a big dochak to assume in all those cases where matter is only if you leave a stain. Ika chasim and a sefer. It doesn't say it anywhere. It doesn't say it anywhere. Keep that in mind, Rabosa. Keep that in mind. Fine. So this is the beginning of this sugya, but there's still a number of other details to iron out with respect to this halacha, and it can come up halacha lemaisa. Number one, I told you, which before I get to the specifics, that malabe may be the only malacha you'll see a shom shabbos in mechalal shabbos. Before we started the sugya, I asked for a show of hands, who's ever seen somebody go over to a sink on Shabbos and put water and get rid of the stain? Unfortunately, I think many of us have seen it. How is that not an Issa d'Oraisa? You know, I'm a big malamed tzos. I always try to find a limud tzos for everybody. I think I ran out. Look, can you get me a shot? How can it be mutter? On a simple level, it's a d'Oraisa. Maybe you can knock it down to a rabbanon and certain some flim flam, maybe. But to be mutter it, take water and get rid of the stain. Pash, he said, "Malav, no rice." You have a pshat?
No, I'm just curious if it would change if someone is like spilled wine. Often, I think when people do wine, it's different with the liquid on liquid.
No, it's no difference. As long as there's dirt on the garment, they're trying to get it out. That's a problem. Serious problem. So I mean, it's a shame. In any event, what's the longest in the sugya over here, Kulam Zayin? Since when does Peter play such an important role? It's a fine whether something is a malacha or not a malacha. So the Ritzvah is a lashon, important lashon. The Avid Hachi La'ayin Yafa Bialma. What do you mean La'ayin Yafa Bialma? What do you mean La'ayin Yafa Bialma? It's La'ayin Yafa. You know, should look a little bit nicer, Abosai. You don't really need it. If you don't really need it, it's not labeled as a malacha. What do you find? It's mentioned a few minutes ago. Sugan Kuf Tes, Mishta Sibahachi. Right? That you don't really need it. You do without it. So the Sugi Rabosai. The word La'ayin Yafa actually had, it's on this very daf. Right? La'ayin Yafa Rabosai. The previous daf. We saw the Gemara over here, which discussed the question. What the person's intention is. The Piskach HaMechavein or the Ayin Yafak HaMechavein. The Ritva is used saying it on Kuf Mem Zayin, probably still using the expressions which are in his head, Kuf Mem Vav. The previous Amud, previous Daf Gemara. You don't really need it. You don't really need it. It's just. So therefore, it's not considered to be in the category of Malacha. As we saw Rav Osai on Daf Kuf Tes, you don't really need it. Take a look over here, and Kuf Tes Samad Aleph, an important Rashi. You might think, Kuf Tes, that's only a special unique din when it comes to the Yisra Borim, which will affect Malabin momentarily. But Rashi says, Mishnah Siyachi, Teror Lishtoso, Kemo Shehu, below Sinun. You don't really need it, right? You don't really need it. Says Rashi, Shrika Tavya, Rashi says, V'lo arina dama de metakein. Not called a metakein because you don't really need it. You don't really need it. So you're not mapping on it. You don't really need it. You don't really need it, Rabosai. You don't really need it. That's an important yourself. An important yourself. That's the pshat of Ein Sugya. You don't really need it. It's not considered to be a ticket. And we had a discussion in Poskim. What's the pshat, Ms. Gemara? You wouldn't walk out without it at all? Or you wouldn't walk out without it if you have something else to wear. So a discussion of Shemesh Shabbos Kolchasa and others talk about this question. How do you define makbid? How makbid must you actually have to be? Then we saw a discussion only if your makbid comes with Shabbos. So the week you'd walk out with it. And Shabbos you wouldn't walk out. So I want to make a deal from the tomorrow. I'm going to makbid because of covered Shabbos. Covered Shabbos. That's considered ain't no makbid. That's the pshat. And that doesn't. That's the whole discussion of Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. Fine. Let's remember that this whole din of Rashi is only a tov in the Ramah. The Ramah writes Yesh Omrim the Shin Beis Aleph. Also the Nar Beged Min Avak Shalav Makbar Avak Tov Lachos Hadvar. It's only tov. Mishnah Berurah says no. It's more than just tov because how are we showing a whole like Rashi? But can you make them through a goy, especially this covered abris? That's important to know. If some dust falls on your garment, and you're afraid to walk out. I'm not afraid to walk out with dust on my garment. I hold it's a kiddush Hashem. It's a chil Hashem. The rabbi walks out with dust on his carrot. He's not going to be mechal Shabbos. But take a look at it, right? So, but if your person's embarrassed to walk out, they're not going to cover him. They're not going to goy. If he so desires, that's permissible. If it's a covenant breach, it's over the rabbanos. All right, this is an important yourself. Good. Someone has suggested that there's no goy. That maybe in this case you can get rid of it. We'd call kilachar yad. Kilachar yad. Well, Yosha was quoted. Kilachar is the rabbanon, and for such a big covenant breach matter, maybe there's even a head to do. To do that, which will be a very major chiddush, but you know, who are we to discuss covered abrius if we don't know how far it goes? Staying in the garment, we spoke covered abrius when it came to the makeup a long time ago. Covered abrius depends on, you know, it wouldn't be someone's own private mishagas. Many people would be mocked, but that's one of the prerequisites for covered abrius, which the post can talk about. And I came up with the issue of women's aliyahs not going to that right now at all. As I mentioned, that was one of the points that was brought up. And debunking the covenant of Brias theory in this particular case. But again, it's not to today's topic. I'm going to mention this very, very briefly since it comes up in this discussion. All right, so now, fine. So now we have over here, Abosai, the question is, as follows. There is a pirush of the Rabbeinu Chananel over here. What Rabbeinu Chananel said? Here now sugya on daf kuf mem zayin. The Mishnah Brura was luck was zaycha. In his day, they printed the Rabbeinu Chananel, which was never printed before. And he quotes it many times. I mean, now I'm a new Rabbeinu Chananel. I just discovered new things, which are of tremendous importance. And he's, of course, he's right. Rabbeinu Chananel is called Baruch Divrei Kabbalah. So over here, Rabbeinu Chananel says in the sugya, he says as follows. Over here, the right word. How much? The two chidushim over here. Two chidushim. One is, I think we will save time. We just look it up in the Bialacha. I know it's not really the proper way to do it. Take a look at the very beginning in Shin Bey's Sif Aleph, Allah, or some say Oleo, the different studies in the Shulchan Aruch. So here is a long discussion. The Melashna, the Gemara, last two lines. On page 170 in the regular print, who the carbon master the chora that feel the bechadet the milut me larvin and the stumble back for lamb, the mongon the rumps is a favorish. But shver, why was Ula choshes that the mechal Shabbos? Top of the next page, pave up. That's the question. So who the hot carbon must be the book at the low cup, the stumble, chadet the milut me, you are covered because the oven is mechal marisa. That's why Ula accused me mechal Shabbos. The stomach. So no, Allah Katina, we're the exceptions. We're the exceptions. Okay, fine. That being the case, it's only mutter if you do a shame dark al hakbid. They found in the Rambam that way. This is the last narrow line. First wide line, Chayef Chadis. V'im eino makbid mutter. Sounds like the stomach, it would be prohibited. And he quotes a smag. And he quotes a urein. We mentioned two different yourselves. Dick carpet or big carpet. So in the, he found the urein, it says dick carpet, but on the bottom of the line, it says the xaviyat said big carpet. So you might put it out, the corpus rein. That's a question of different yourselves. Fine. Then he says, I found Rabbeinu Chananel. Oh, because the Bahag says, Menayr Odom, it's about the 10th wide line. Talisa Kad Rabbi Yudah, Yosha lo Zera Pishton al Kavsh lo Ksuso, Muta lo Kalfo. Where did he get it from? What's he doing over here? But the Rach is good. You look at the Rach, he says, Chaza Tala Allah. That's the Gemara I'm also over here in. And that kuf mem zayin omen aleph, right after the little brackets. Chaza ika tala ala. What does tala mean? So we thought tala might be considered to be tal, right? What does he say that the Rabbeinu Chananel? Hainu devar tinuf. Right? It's considered to be something which is dirty. Still not finding it. I'm just looking quickly. I'm not finding it. They said it means something which is dirty. Oh, yeah, here it is. Oyem yesh alav devar tinuf. That's how it doesn't push up shot in this sugya. And they also found the Ran that was recently printed in his day. Okay. So the Bahag is saying exactly the same thing. Ah. Fill up the last few lines. Ah, we passed it by Tich Avigdo Megara Vitziporin. So new, what's shot over here? Enachinami. Inami Uyghur, the tit shall gabigdo after Megara Vitziporin, ain Mavira Kesam Legamre, like the Megara Ovia Titmalamala. That's a shver amort. As we tell you, so most poskim disagree with the bialach on this. They say no. If you have a mishavshik the tit, maybe the goan meant to be aseret. You want to get rid of everything. But if you're just scraping it, it's permissible. Scraping is poshup shad of bahagas matirik. That's poshup shad the mishnah of bekamta b'smartu. You know the bialach disagrees again and says it's only mutter if you're leaving a stain, rabosai. Yeah. And even tala could be a double lach, which is absorbed in the beged. But if it's something which is dry, even the hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos, which is known as being a lot of chumras there, even he wants to be megum. If it's just a dry stain and you scrape it clean, off of the bahag, it should be mutter. If there's no stain left, only if it's going to be a rubbing action, kiskus, shifshun, then it will be prohibited. Pshuto, even though the cells want to make a leaven in that, there's almost no water. Ad kanabosa, this topic. So now let's go to the next topic within the Malacha Malabim and try to tackle it, because we have a number of topics still to go. And I want to fall short, and I don't even talk about other, you know, at the end if I have time. So Rabosa, let's discuss the following issue. A Tosis of Kuf Yud Aleph, I'm going to pick it up from Amud Beis. Goes over the top. Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. Starts from an Aleph. Let's start from an Aleph just to start. Okay. Tosis over here says, hey, what about Tzchita? You're going into a river. Alright? Why do you worry about Zem Shum Tzchita? As we have in Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. Toast on the Mabez, that's the main part we want to talk about. Tama Mishum Dein Odom Mchoshish L'Sokhto Kevin Adai Tzchita Eino Yochol In Akoso Merecho V'Chazuso. But you can't do Tzchita. Why? The Chisokhet Lei Mislamen Abeged Tzatz Havim Mechabes Rabosai And he said Doraisa Poshup Shad And Toysus Of Mechabes If you're Misnaka Tzatz Like a little bit clean, it's already nisa d'arais. That's a chiddush. A little clean, nisa d'arais. A little clean. Sure. A little clean. You didn't really clean it. You didn't clean it. I don't know. You didn't clean it. But you know, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. If it's lava and a bag of tzas. You did only the halfway. So someone has suggested, based upon the Rambam, who compares it to Bishul, Hagosa and Bishul, is that some halachas, such as Mechabes and Mevashel, even if you get to reach a certain stage, and you haven't completed the process, it still might be an Issur D'oraisa. Some suggest that. That's what this Tosis seems to start talking about at the very beginning of the Sugya, that this concept exists, Rabosa. It exists. Does everyone agree with this concept? Not necessarily. But whatever that means, we have a bigger problem. Tosis says, Akasha, how did he go into a river? What happened to Shriyos of Zelkibuso? Zvachim Tzadi Dalid! Halfway down the narrow line. Yes, Shloma. Two teruts of a Tosis. Important to know. The Dafka Hecha Deika Tipas Dam. That's our last week's parsha. Dam. Otinuf Amashios Zelkibuso. The Bachim Marpen Dam Chatavara. Otherwise not. But you still got him. Shriyasa kibbutz only if it's dirty. Tipas dam. No tipas dam. You don't apply the principle. That's teretz number one. Achidish nifla. Teretz number two. No. But then the Tam says it's kiyim lichluch, which means derech lichluch. It's derech lichluch. We don't apply the principle of derech lichluch. We don't say it is shriyasa da kibbutzo. And when the Tam was matir to wipe your hands on something, because you want to be able to daven because of the Meirag Lion. And the Reed says, no, Miskavenis the Tara Lichluch. That's called how you characterize that. Fine. But the two main teruts in your Tosis are, let's cast them again. The first teret says, no Shiros Kibuso when it's no dam on it. And the second teret says, no, even if there's no dam, you might say Shiros Kibuso if it's a cleansing process, not if it's a dirtying process. There's a question of Osai, whether the kula of Rabbeinu Tam was said only if there's merit lion. What if there's even sawa? We saw the Anshe Shem at the bottom of the Mordechai Shin Pei Tes. According to Gosh Mordechai and Brochus, he's even after even that. Even that. That's the question. What's the lumnus of Bosak? The Pashtus. It's also called Derech Lichluch. Now, it's interesting to know, Rabbi Osai, take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan, Nun Gimel. Just to save time. Shin Beis, Nun Gimel. I'll share the originals now. To revolt. What's in Nun Gimel? He says, the Rivah adds a condition. It's only mutter, Rabbi Osai, if you're not mechaven. Hagos Maimon, he quotes in the Perek Kaf Beis, Pei, Eino mechaven. If it's going to be so avada, you're going to be mechaven. For sure. So the question, of course, becomes, what happened to Pesuk Resh over here? Pesuk Resh. So the Achronim want to suggest you don't apply Pesuk Resh for the following reason. Remember the Magad Mishnah we had a long time ago? If it's not, it's only if it's a Metakein. If it's not a Metakein, we're not going to say it's a Pesuk Resh. For me, it's not relevant. It's not called a Pesuk Resh. You're not Mechayev the guy. If you do an action, a Bishul or something, if it's Pesuk Resh, you'd be Chayev. But over here, if it's not called Makam Apatis, that was the example Makam Bishop gave, you don't care about it. You don't apply to Pesuk Resh. Here too, Rabbi Osai. Here too. We saw the Gemar Kufem Zayin requires Makbid. If you're not Makbid, that was the Ritva said, Ayin Yofa, it's not a Malach at all. It's not a Malach at all. Anyway, this is the reverse Svara. Apparently, the Mishnah Berurah is learning that even Rabbi Natan is matir b'derech lichluch. It's only in combination with the Rivah Svara. The Rivah Svara is Iker and the Mechavim. But he needs derech lichluch. It should be obvious that it's Eino Mechavim. It should be obvious, Rabbi Osai. Okay? That's important. And even though you want to get rid of the Merak Lion, that's for halachic purposes. You don't have to get rid of it, you should be mevatlet. All kinds of dinim and ichos krishma, how you achieve this. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. There is the following question about Osai. This is Tosfos over here in Masechta Shabbos. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim in Masechta Yuma that discusses two other possibilities. One of them is the Urayim. Whoa, he's the biggest machmer on the planet. The Urayim says, you always apply the principle of Shosu Kibusa, everything. I have a Fushi Gemara, it's not for carrot. Those Gemaras are talking about the Indians. Use big they are. Someone looked it up and I saw that at the time of the Gemara, they used to walk like the Indians. And they walk around in leather garments. Well, leather garment, but other than that, everything is prohibited. Wow. It's a whole different story. Amazing. Oh. There's another var, which is the Jewish Marami Wittenberg, and it's also alluded to a little bit in the Torah of Shalom and Yuma, that fine time and base. Miskabes Mehera. What does that mean? Yosef Kibuso, if it's in fact do a job, you dump it into water, so right away, it's going to achieve a bit of a cleansing process, and if it achieves a cleansing process, so then, You have to worry about it. It's a serious issue, a serious matter. To worry about it. But if it's not, does not do what we call a quick cleansing process, then nothing happens. The same thing may apply on both sides to a small amount of water, mayim u'atim, which again could be a question of whether there's going to be an issue of schita or not schita. That's what some of the Rishonim say. But something to make it more fundamental. It's mayim uvatim. It's not going to achieve any significant cleansing process. So therefore, there are another reason to be lenient. Fine. Fine. Good. That's what we learned Pshat in the Reim. Of course, the Bahag, not going into the details now, that he felt that if it doesn't do a full job, that's not considered to be a violation. As opposed to Lutut over here, they think the Misnaka Ktas is a violation. Others say Misnaka Ktas is not a violation. Fine. Fine. So far, so good. It's interesting about, say, we look at the Sefer Truma, which is the source of the Mishnah Berurah here in Tzidkot and Menva. Take a look at Menva. Others say only this Merubim is called the Sharia. The mechavim in the sinas ha'mayim lechav, so I feel b'mayim awatim asur kemucha behedya b'sefer atruma and smag al yaraba. Oh boy! So if you have a kavana, and even if it's a no matter what, we're going to say if there's no lichuk on it, if you have kavana, it's going to be no good. I ask you a question: how can there be kavana if there's no lichuk on it? Well, as clean as it is, you can make it cleaner. Oh, yesh loma. The Rosh is befavorish in Masechta Yuma. If it has a little bit, what's the lashon they use? Shachrus machmas shimush or some of that. Like the kal, if you're wearing a kal, it's already wearing for a few days. There's a little bit of, it's not as white as it was when you put it on initially. That's not the shleshes. That's not dam. That's not tinuf. It's a little bit, the sweat. Like I say, a little bit, not as. As sparkling as it was, even that is not considered the equivalent of dam or all the shleshes or tinim, according to the Rosh. So, I understand. I could have kavanah to make it whiter and cleaner. That kavanah could possibly exist, and the Sefer Truma asks it. Now, we looked at the Sefer Truma online; it was on the screen. And it was interesting. His quotation was: "I give it shriyaso zev kibuso kevan shiyesh bo lichluch vegam miskaven." Lekapso. Faket. Sounds like only chayev if there are two negatives. It has dirt and you're mechaven. And here he's saying, no. Here he's saying that if it has no dirt and you're mechaven, it's also asur. Our bottom line was that is chiyuv and is isur. The bottom line was, yechayev midaraisa, as he said, if it has dirt and you're mechaven. It's mutal lemaisa if it's lacking both. There's no dirt and you're not mechaber. Either one has one and not the other. It's also with the rabbon. I think that's correct pshat in the Sefer Truma, and that's what emerged even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't spell it out so clearly over here. Fine. So far, so good, Rabbi. So this is a brief overview of this important sugya. Fine. In discussion whether derech lichluk is a matter of mitzias or a matter of the way you're doing things, because in most cases you will get some of the dirt out, it might still be characterized as derech lichluk. Halacha lemaaseh, Rav Osai. Take a look over here in the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes both opinions. Take a look in Siftes. The Yesh Osun b'chol inyan svirlu the ma'ala min shiyosu zel kibusan. Afilu beged she'enel of lichluch, u'mikol makom. If it's derech lichluch, that's shari. That's sif yud nago. Dorminan shi'os lebuso kegavda ain't it rak derech lichluch. V'chein no again. V'chein no again. So we get an impression we're trying to be machmir. If it's derech nikoyon, even if there's no dirt on it, but if it's derech lichluch, we can be makel in the shaler abosai. We can be makel. Fine. Good. So now, let's discuss two more major issues, and then I don't have time after that. But each one is major. The first one is a bir halacha. It says, chidushim nifloyim v'noroyim ad ma'ot, which I think are absolutely brilliant, with the Shitas HaRambam and the Sugya of Shriyos HaZel Kibusa. We're going to try to add to it from other sources of Svarim, and I want to add one thing which I didn't find any sefer, which maybe even that's true, maybe. Rabbi said, we saw the Gemara in Zvach, and we spent a lot of time on it last time around, about Shriyos HaKibusa. Let's take a look in the Bialach quotes the whole Gemara. It's over here, and Shin Beis Sif Tes Ava Lechapsa. What did it say in the Mechap? Mutalita and Mayim Al Gabe Minel Shachshako. It's just need to soak in the water. Because Ava Lechapsa, the Shachshif, Sido, Zel Zeh, Asur. Okay, fine. Says the Bialoch. Kibus Minel Oa Avi Kima De Shifshif. Svachim Tzadi Dalin. Kol Kibus Les Mekiskus. Lo shmei kibus. Shich shuch in, kiskus lo. Rashi says kiskus. Shemeshav shem tzido al tzido kederech ha-mechapsim. Good. Tzarech here, the Riv, Rosh and Rambam, sound like kibus lo kish shich shuch is also aser. He never quoted this member of kibus lo kiskus lo shmei kibus. The Rosh too, Rambam too. Amazing kasha. Against the Mefurish Gemara's Zvachim, Lo Matzinu Shechazer Rava Mizeh. That's what we start off by saying. He says, amazing. The Rambam is very shver, because in the last five lines, Or Kosher, it's a machlokas Rabbanan Acherim, Ayachayim, it's a bar kibus. The Rambam Hilchos Maaser Kabbonis, Pasek Rabbanan, Kosher La Bar Kibus. Hilchos Shabbos doesn't make any distinction. Let the Mishnah's Kasher. Then there is a kosher, there is kibus, because he's told a sandal. Sandal is kosher. A steer and rambam. He says like this, last line. Perek chafal ben ashvusim. He said the rabbanon. But whoever said, kol kibus les bekiskus. Lo shme kibus. Via maskona, hainalin in kibus, rabbosi on the next page, 176. Kibus doraiso. Dam chatos. But with the rabbanon, it's also even without kiskus. Where do you get it from? Because at the end of the sugi, Rava said, Mutal the Chabas, Mutal the Shabbos. Okay? Shich Shechin, Kibus Lov. Adama Uke Rava Mara says, Dvarem Shamat Lefnechem, Tosem Biyadi. Shich Shech Mutter Kibus Asur. Means even Stam Kibus is Asur. Even without Kiskus. How do you like that? So they have a Rava backed out. First wide line. Rav originally thought, Kibus lo kiskus is lav klum mutal gamri. Shir shuchin kiskus lo, it's had the gamur. Rav Papa questions him. Rav answers, I made a mistake. Holy shir shuch bi alma. But kibus also with Rabbanon. We understand very well. Rav only, the Rav only quotes that. He didn't discuss kiskus because we'd be backed out. Rubber backed out at the end from that too. Fine. Chiddush Nifla. What's Chiddush Nifla? What's he saying? Kibus without kiskus is awesome in the Rabbana. At the beginning, Rubber thought to equate Shabbos and Dam Chadas completely. He backs out. He says the Rabbana by kibus without kiskus. So this is Rabbana say Chiddush number one of Bir Alacha. That kibus without kiskus is aser, based on the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Even though the Gemara says Nevis is explicitly backed out from that. Now it goes further than that. What about Or, Rach, and Kosher? Again, the same thing, the same teretz. What's he saying? Look what he's saying. What he's saying? He says the Gemara thought originally that kiskus is mutar b'kosher and the Rabbanan and the Acherim. Even kashin kacherim, rabbanon mutter b'kashin filled with kiskus. At the havamina brava, they know the rabbanons. Hey, medama the garment didn't keep us dam chados. No kibus d'oraisa mutter b'shabbos. The maskana, no, this kibus without kiskus is also the rabbanon and shabbos. And the same thing would apply to or kasher, also the rabbanon, all included in what. Tos and beyond. Hagah! Sobo and Sotni Rabbanon. But the Hagah is the third breakthrough. He laughed in his tapin. He said, it's not lined up with a bracket. Havamina de Milta Charity, a new thing. So if you must go to Chazar Rava, also what he said, that kibbutz for the kiskus for Or has no Issa Daraisa. We're saying now, no! It's an Issa Daraisa! That's also Tos and Biyadi. Give me Nisa Daraisa. Only Shikshuk is okay. but not rubbing. Aye, why is it in Perek Chaf by the Shlusim? No, sandal is kosher. There is no Yisakir is Loraisa, Maisa Karbonis. He said, there are Bonin, there is. That's a Chiddush Nifla Menoira. Ad Mahot. Wow. And he said, Loraisa of laundering what? Of laundering or what's called with a plain regular laundering. Of or rach is the oraisa. Either I'm gonna put it in chaf aleph by shvusin. He wants to tell kosher. Kosher is the rabbanon. Now the simple read of this halach is that even if you have two pluses, it's or kosher. For both sides, it's or kosher, and it's kibus without kiskus. It's selasim in the rabbanon. He never said otherwise. Ram never said otherwise. He never said otherwise either. So it's going to come out. Initially, we thought our kasha was het the gavur, and we thought that even in orach, kiskus is het kibus without kiskus is het the gavur. Now we're backing out on both, even together. Even if it's kibus without kiskus on our kasha, it's still not some of the rabbanon. Our Moshe might have said fakert, but this is the simple read of the Bialo. And now I come to my fish. It's based on someone else. I think it's Megillah Sefer first, but I added to what he said. There's a big problem, Rabosai, which is raised by the Mishnah Berurah already himself. Take a look, Rabosai, in Sharatzion Nun Gimel. Sharatzion Nun Gimel. What does it say? There it says, Begodim Shiosa Kibusa. Ulepel al Rambam. Shlo head to Hilchos Shabbos, member the Rava, Zorak Suda Lamayim Chayav, but Sarachian. How come he didn't say it? The Pilei Ployim. How come he didn't say it? It's like a Lefur Shigamara, Shrasa Kibuso, and the Rambam left it out. Hello, Dabu. This is a real Pella. How come the Rambam left out a Lefur Shigamara? Black on white, Lefur Shigamara. So I saw in the Megillah Sefer, he says two things. First, he says that the Bialochas Agah is correct. Why? Because in Hilchos Masa Kabonis, the Rambam never said that you have to have kiskus. So you see, that he said the Oraisa, kibbutz without kiskus. Not the way he said it, the Rabbonim. Chiddush number two, he claims that the Rambam rejects the Gemara on Tzadidal and Amid Beis. We don't pass on that Rambam. Why? Because there's a Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tesamid Beis. Take a look. You see how things get tied in together. Kuf Lamed Tesamid Beis. What does it say? Omaziri, no say Odom Yayin Sol Maim Tzulun Tzokha Meshemeres B'Shabbos Ve'eno Choshesh. The main topic over here is what? Is Borer. Okay? Borer. And this then is in fact found in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Borer, Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. Take a look. You're going to see an amazing chiddush. The word Rambam, you'll see the word Rambam over here. Shin Yud Tes Yud. What does it say? It says over here, Mut L'Sanim Mishameretz. Okay. Suder Mayim Nach with a Libun. Libun Prah. Ula Rambam. The Mishameres Aser Afilu Mayim V'Yayin Slulim. Whoa. So Mishameres is Aser. Because of Borim. Now, why was Mishameres not a Chiyav of Libun? You take a look here in the Tos, in the Bir Halacha, Afilu Mesudrin. Why is it mutter with water? You don't say Shiyosu Kibuso. Hechad in the Meskav and the Kibuso. That's what he's suggesting. Look at the previous Bialacha. Shem Liban. Mishameres no Liban. Why not? Why not? See, quotes over here to Tosefes Shabbos. What does Tosefes Shabbos say? Mishameres kevan shu osu lekach Ayin Shamata. What that means is, we went with the Alter of the Baba Sherebe. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Malabin, and he even throws in Soveya, is just to make it beautiful to people. But this isn't a Shameris. It's a strain. Who cares what it looks like? It's an irrelevancy. So therefore, you don't say, Shrasa Kipusik. No one cares what it looks like. This works well according to the Rov Rishonim. But according to the Rambam, Mishameris is also because of Borer considerations. Borer considerations. So when it comes to Sudrim, that we all matter it, it's only Tzlul and Achurim. Rabbanu Shalom, we're back to square one. Why isn't there an Iser Doraisa of Libun when it comes to a Sudar? That's the Bialacha, that's the next Bialacha. What they say? Lo Amrina and Shiosa Kibuso. Hecha de'ena miskaven the kvisa. That's a chiddush nifla v'naira. A bigger chiddush is the Megillah Sefer. Is no. Stop in the middle. Svile, the Lord Mina and Shiosu del Kibuso. Stop. The Rambam rejected Shiosu del Kibuso because that's the only way to get out of this problem. Everyone else gets out by saying the Tosefta Shabbos is for Alta Lubav and Shereb is for because the Torah Mishameres. But according to the Rabbah, Mishamer is also Misham Borer. It has to be leniency of Liban. When it comes to Suda, what's the leniency? He quotes over here, Eina Mechavin. That's a Shver of art. The real truth is, it's a Megillah Sefer. He rejects Shriyasa Zel Kibusa. Now you may have noticed, we mentioned the Shara Melech, who also pointed out this contradiction of Osai. But instead of rejecting Shriyasu Zel Kibuseo, they rejected Ziri. That's the question. Which way does it go? You can reject this or reject that. One way or the other. Fine. Now, if you reject Shriyasu Kibuseo, you have a problem. What's shot in the Mishnah? Mishnah of Fereshah. So we started with the Shia today. Kuf Ben Beis and Beis. You can't put the put it into the garment into water. The answer is on both sides. If you're Rebbe Akiva Eiger, can't look at it now. Zera Shema Yisod. We spoke about it. It's a Mefurash Shema Kuf Yud Gimel. Zera Shema Yisod on both sides. Ad Kan, when I saw the Megillah Sefer and the Shara Melech and Rebbe Akiva Eiger, Kiddushin Gedolim Ma'od. So now, I had one final Nekuda, which is, we saw according to the Bialacha that he said three chidushim, in that when Rava backed out, didn't just back out from one little detail that he quoted over here, just one small. He said Dvarim Shemat Lefnechem Tov Sein B'Yadi. So on a simple level, it was a very small retraction. Very small retraction. He quotes over here in the sugya. Rav says at the end, Kol kibus teles v'kiskus lo shmei kibus. He says he backs out of that. But what did he really back out? A small little idea. Right? Rav says, shich shuch mutu kibus asur. Okay, so he's backing out from what he said before about that. He's also backing out what he said before about there's no derabbanas at all, it's either deraisa or nothing. And according to the Bialach, he's even backing out and saying that there can be even Issa Doraisa in certain cases. And my chiddush was, he's even backing out from the Chumra Dikadin of Shriyasa Ozeo Kibuso. Instead of saying, Rava never backed out from that, we pass it against Rava like Ziri. Rava usually trumps Ziri. Rava is more famous, right? Same for Karen. He even backed out from that. This I didn't see anybody say it. It's the Ramon Chiddush. Maybe Rava backed out even from that original whole Nekuda of Shriyos that he was. If the Bialach has to back out from three things, I'll have to back out from a fourth. Again, I can't go into the details. Rashi said in Sadi Dalam and Beis, in the Sechus Vachim, the Gemara's Kasha was from the Mishnah, Yitin Olam Mayim Bebegat B'li Kiskus. So why can't he do it? He has to show us the Kibusa. When Rava backed out, it's already no kasha. You don't say shrosh, either you don't say it at all, or it's only by the Rabbanan, because you're going to be stuck on both sides why can't you put a little water on the garment? So you can say in the Mishnah Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, a little water. The answer either could have schita, or we can suggest another Gemara saying you're a bigger chiddush. They can be mekaneach besmartut. It's telling a chiddush lekula. That's the chiddush. That mekaneach besmartut is in fact permissible. We already pointed out as the Galach wants it to be safe also unless you leave a stain. No, telling you it's mutter even if you don't leave a stain. But in a chinami, if you want to dip it in water, you could. But then you wouldn't be able to do such a thorough job. Oh, dear Shlomo, dipping the water also with the Rabbonon. That's why I said my chiddush. That's why I left out the din of the Gemara, which the Sharatians cash. Ad kan Rav Osai. Good. Now, remember, one last nakuda. Contact lenses. Now, I'm not learning only because of contact lenses, which is very important to many people in this room and in this world, but also because of the very important yisodas that come out from it. But let's discuss contact lenses. There are hard lenses, Rav Osai, and there are soft lenses. If I make a mistake in the Mitzvah, so please feel free to correct me. I'm saying it's based primarily on the Sefer called the Oroch HaShabbos, who talks about it as a great lens. Okay? Hard lenses and soft lenses. So when it comes to hard lenses, we should treat it like kalim. It's a piece of wood. There's no absorption. There's no problem. Push up shot, Rabbi Osai. That's why if you take a tablecloth, a hard plastic tablecloth, should also be no problem on a simple level. I want to take it a step further. That there are those who are more machmir. Rabbi Moshe was not 100% sure he has the right to be makel on some of these hard tablecloths. Okay, Rabbi Moshe's raya, if you recall, I can wash plastic dishes. Why can't I wash up a plastic tablecloth? So the same in the Siv Chaim said no. Comes to Kalim, there's no status of libum. Only by begotten. Same gives a comparison to your hair on your head. There's no din of libum. So you can argue that a plastic tablecloth should be considered like a garment, because it's a covering, it's like a curtain, as opposed to a plastic dish. I both say, it seems to me, if that's the case, we should say that there should be no Easter of lawns by any contact lens, because contact lenses are also kalim. No one views a contact lens as a garment, even if it's soft and it absorbs, it's viewed as a kli. Seems to me, if that's as far as correct, should solve a lot of problems. Again, if it's true, should solve a lot of problems. Okay, I'm starting off with that nakuda. But the problem that the Oroch HaShabbos begins with is an assumption. Doesn't prove his assumption, he says it is svara. And I can't disprove it. Triaso zel kibusa does not apply to leather. That's what the Gemara seems to say. What does that mean? Only in water, or even in a liquid which has extra properties of cleansing. His misvara, it only applies to water. Well, on this basis, he suggests the following. If it's hard, it's mutter. You can wash your dishes with soap. So you can wash your contact lenses with soap or the equivalent, Rabbi Osai. That's what he suggested. However, when it comes to soft lenses, there's the following two problems. Number one, maybe we shouldn't consider it leather. We should consider it like a garment. You know why? It absorbs a lot. Maybe the difference between leather and wool or cotton is that wool, cotton, and linen absorb a lot of water, and leather does not. That's the case. You should treat a contact lens, he suggests, like cotton, and not treat it like leather. That's problem number one. Well, that's a major problem if that's true. Problem number two, Rav Osai, is even if in Saloma you'll treat it like leather, and we don't say shuras or kibuso, that's only in water. But now when it comes to some of these not these cleansing solutions which people have, not the saline solution which just keeps it fresh and moist and they wouldn't let it harden, but they have these special cleansers introduced as well. That might be a significant problem, even if Rav Osai, you don't rub it, just soak it, and even if you treat it as leather, because of this chiddush, it's a misvara that we treat. Shiras kibbutz is limited to water. It's not applied to cleansing. I'm not so sure if he's right, as I said, but that's what he said. I can't disprove it. I can't disprove it. And the question of Metzius. What happened to the very least? We had two different heterim. Derech lichloch. Or if that fails, if there's no lichloch, Metzius, is there lichloch on the contact lens or not? So he says, if you bear on experts, there are two things. One is some surface dust. That should be hefta gama. Before Shiramo. If it's on the surface and it's not absorbed into it, it should be like the feathers on top of the garment. Before Shiramo and should be a falaf. Mutta lahasya an notos when I beg at the Shabbos. Why? Not like Libun. Ain't true in the Sofo. Omid the Milamala. Hefta gama. What else is there? It's called the proteins. Those proteins are get absorbed into the contact lens. But they're invisible. They're invisible, Rabbi Osai. And if it's invisible, how can there possibly be an iser of Malabin on something which is invisible? Especially since we spoke about it from the Alter Rebbe. And the whole vart of Malabin is what meets the eye, or what pleases the eye. Only thing is, if you leave it for enough days, this small amount of proteins in the lens will ultimately reach a level where it will make it cloudy. That's the question. So he in Aruch HaShabbos suggests that should be considered malabim. Maybe it's not a daraisa because he can't see it right now, and therefore he wants to be machmir. The fiani is daiti. Should we have the gamut? Look, the main intention of the person who's using this solution is to prevent it from becoming dry. That's the main intention. The main intention. And it would have been enough to use saline solution. Except once in a while, you need a cleansing solution. So instead of having to buy two solutions, he uses the regular one. That's not his intention. I thought it should be booked for that reason. On that basis, the Aruch HaShabbos himself is matir water. Why? Because it's not your intention. Had your intention been to cleanse it, you just saw before Mishnah Berurah, it wouldn't work. If your intention, you're not matir. In these kinds of situations, if it's treated as or as assumed. You're not matter, you have intention. He has no intention over here. He himself sells so with respect to water. I extend it to the one which has cleansing because he's just using it for that reason because once in a while he needs it. He's not bothering getting another one. All right, and the proof is he's not going to rub it. Rabbi said, let's just have a quick review. When you put your lenses in, do you always rub it every single day? You don't rub it every single day. So, chorai, you're not intending to clean it. Once in a while, you rub it. So, in my opinion, when you rub it, you have intention to clean it. We wouldn't allow rub because of schita on Shabbos. So, in my opinion, you're not mechuyev to go buy a second Shabbos digger solution of saline and put it in there on Shabbos. You need to put it in the regular one. You want to be machmir? Never against you want to be machmir. It doesn't bother me. Buy yourself two solutions, a weekly solution. You put it in all week long. If you want. And a Shabbos like a solution, which is doesn't have the cleansing materials. Rabbi Yashiv, and I'll end with this, has this unique psak. Rabbi Yashiv says, you know what you should do? Rinse it just before Shabbos starts. If you do that, then even those who argue on the rush in the Sechta Yuma maybe only argue in a case where there's what we call chakras. There's some little, accumulating dirt, not so much, a little bit. And in order to worry about that shita, get rid of the quote chakras before Shabbos, then it should be mutter quote everybody. That's a chiddush of Rabbi Yashiv. The rush is lashon and yume is quote. The kol shagain love on the gamri, the ain olav tinuf Ela sherot to the lab to yoser lo arminan shiyoso zel kibuso. Pashup shot is that those who argue in the rush hold is the concept of lilabno yoser. Maybe even if you follow the Yashiv's advice, would be us according to that sheet. And Rav Da'al, the Rebbe says so. It's quoted over there. The quote that I think is prohibited. Av im libuno matzil me'od. Even if you did cleanse it just before Shabbos, it doesn't achieve that much. Achieve something marginally. But I say it should be het the gummer, really. If you want to be machmir, to use water. But the Rebbe Yashiv's chumra, again, I'm not opposed to that too, but that's pure pain. Take it out before Shabbos and put it in the thing. I'm not sure if we have to follow that chumra because it doesn't really change that much in terms of the Rishonim, because those who would ask it anyway. Then he is dying. On both sides, we managed to get to him a lot, maybe just in time. I want my other plans, talk about the parasha, talk about refuah, went up in smoke, as usual. I always discalculate. Yeah, I think I had a very, productive chazara. We didn't chazar everything, that's for sure not. But we chazar some of the highlights. It was going to be a pechina mit Hashem Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Everyone's urged to take a pechina on time. Maybe we have fewer questions. I haven't worked that out yet.